now, and we'll start with public comments.
Okay.
Yes, Gail, you're not, you're new to you.
She doesn't have her name.
Thank you. This is very different. The thing still pops up though, Gary, the message says, the police are not allowing participants to unmute themselves. So after I muted myself and tried to get back in, that thing pops up again. So I don't know if anybody else is having the same problem.
Yeah, I just asked everybody to unmute. So let me try that again. But quick reminder, those of you who are not on mute, I know typically these meetings, you usually are on mute until you raise your hand. So just be aware of your noise, and if you need to have a conversation or take a phone call, please call.
Oh, all the time.
Participants can hear this thing.
Okay, the agenda, the first thing is public comments. If anyone wants to start on public comments, we will then go to the actual issues, but go ahead, Gail.
Hey, I have two questions. I have not attended the other meetings, but I wanted to know if anyone from the committee or from the group had been to had talked to other areas like Big Bear or Lake Arrowhead or Mount Baldy about what they have for suggestions. I know they're having the same issues. That's one question. My second question is an idea, really, having designated play areas in different areas where we already mostly are, but having the sign when we big sign when they come into town saying that they'll be fined or towed if they are not in designated play areas or if they're on private property. Just some way that when people are coming into town that they know that there are places they can go and places they can't go. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
Really good idea. We did discuss and work with Calvin from getting what's called a CMS sign, the annual message sign, so that big digital sign until you're on your box or whatever. We are going to put the messaging on that. That the ticket now has been raised from traditionally $15 to now $150. Is that correct?
I think it's a good idea. I know Sadie is discuss some ideas as far as a digital sign type of situation. Whether we can put signs out as far as in the community and that type of thing. You know, I don't know if anyone says you can't put a sign on your own property, but something that we need to look into legally to see what the actual law says. As far as trying to avoid with what Andrea Ball had sent a letter to us, as far as trying to eliminate the amount of people that can come into the city, I don't think from a legal standpoint we can do that at all. Highway 2 is a state highway. People want to drive up on it even if it's bumper to bumper. I'm not sure we have the legalese to be able to do that. If something city is putting down the the problems that people are going to be raising during the Zoom meeting, and hopefully on Tuesday, Sadie, when we have the agencies, we can get it from them as far as what legally we can and can't do. From the I believe from the Highway 2 and the Sheriff's Department does the streets in Wrightwood and that type of thing. So anyway, that's stuff that we want to be able to address. I'm not sure what the CMP, our level, really has authority to do anything on that type of stuff. I know, Lori, if you could give a rundown as far as what we've done on the porta potties, as far as what we've added, what we do as far as the cleaning now, that type of thing, so that people on the call know where we should go as far as the CSD.
Okay, the CSD has increased the porta potties, the portable restrooms, to 10 units. They are cleaned once a week on Fridays, and then they are checked on the weekends. If they are approaching full, then they will be cleaned again either Monday or Tuesday following the weekend. There's been additional trash cans put out in the community building parking lot, the Veterans Park, the skate park, and the playground. I think that's it.
One of the letters that I received from Andrea is a question on whether we could add porta potties to some of the turnout areas on Highway 2, given the fact it takes some people, you know, an hour or 2 hours just to drive down Highway 2 through Wrightwood.
No. I would say we have to own the property, and we don't own that property.
And that would be a Caltrans thing, Sadie?
Yeah, it would be a liability for them. They don't even like extra signs on the side of the house. To be doing, they're going to put a body there on their property to have people parking and getting out and just pedestrians walking around it. There's no way that they would be comfortable with that. There are some Caltrans properties, the right of way, that maybe would work, but the way it is in Wrightwood is that the right of way are either like on a slope. Or whatever, for example, the Redwood Trail is on Caltrans Right-of-Way. And so that's their property, but if you look at the trail, it's all steep, and then it's a county road. And so you have no opportunity for a safe place for porta potty, and then district government agencies have a huge liability for this, and a liability for us. So it's better to think of, to work with what we already have, if that makes sense.
Okay, and going to the chat group, I've got Pam saying that she would like to talk. She has her hand up, but she's muted again, and she can't unmute herself. So, there we go. Go ahead, Pam.
Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on, Pam.
Okay, I'm in from Texas. I'm traveling on Highway 40 coming back from Brightwood from Minnesota.
Wow.
But I'm not driving. My friend is driving. The comments I have was, one, dumping their trash in places that we can't use our space putting those dumpsters in. And why don't I put them in?
Damn, why would you want to put them?
Is that we should not be ambulance
town. We do not get fire trucks in town. And so that is not okay. So it used to, Station 14 off of Beakley Road, it used to take about 15 minutes to get that child out of the house. And now minimum 45 minutes to get an ambulance from Station 14 all the way up to Mountain High. And we have a duty to make sure that we provide for our residents and our visitors, and we have to be able to provide our infrastructure. So it was the perfect storm that weekend, by a holiday weekend, fresh snow, it's coronavirus, so nobody can go anywhere else. All of the restrooms are closed, restaurants are closed, so people sat in their car for an hour to get to Highway 2, to sit in the car for an hour on Highway 2 to get to town because not having any restrooms or trash. And so we need to remedy that, not only for our visitors, who we want to make a pleasurable experience coming to Redwood, but also for our residents, because our residents are being serviced by ambulances, fire trucks, they're not able to go around town. So historically, we have had a CHP funding. They used to be on overtime funding for snow claims. That's how they've done it in the past. And right now, there's no overtime at all in any department because of the reduction of the budget due to coronavirus. And so we lost what usually would be overtime officers up here. So now they're running two officers, two deputies, trying to take care of the highways, make sure fire trucks can come through. They're trying to take care of normal culture service in town. They can't do that. And the normal deputy who would service our town is in Cleveland. So the regular culture service in town, when somebody has a property break-in or something like that for trespassing, that deputy in Cleveland can no longer come to town because they can't get here. So now our snowplow deputies are servicing our culture service in town. So the board identified that this is an issue, but this is more of a global issue. It's not just, we didn't have enough trash cans, it's not porta potties, it's not any of this. It's a larger issue that we need to revise the infrastructure. And we can do that. We need budget, we need innovative ideas, and we need forward thinking, because this is not just a one-time thing, this is an every winter thing. And so that's why we wanted to bring it to the businesses in this meeting. We wanted to bring it to the public on Saturday evening, and we also wanted to meet with Caltrans and Fire and CHP and Sheriff and all this to say, here's our problem. What can we do to solve this together? So the biggest issue, one of the issues that we have as a board, I think, and as a community, is the lack of budget. And I think that a lot of people don't understand that with the CSC. They think that we just have this money to provide things, but we don't, and especially with the revenue coming from rental of the community building or the personal recreation program, we don't have those programs right now because of the coronavirus. So that is a complete cutoff of our revenue. So we don't have this extra funding to try to provide extra things. And so the purpose of this meeting is to really see how we can come together as a community and as a business community and think of these new ideas to branch out and provide those services that our businesses, residents, and visitors need. So some of the initial big picture thinking ideas is that first we need revenue. We need money to be able to solve these problems because without that, we can only ask for so many favors. So just spitballing during the meeting last time, we discussed a few different things, and we're hoping you guys have some opinions on this or some better ideas or a better way to do it. But initially, it was, church for parking. We have 2,000 people coming to town, expecting them to provide infrastructure for them to enjoy the town. And we don't have any way to monetize on that. And as a board, we can. We just have to think of ways to do that. And so the first thing that popped up was, can we charge for parking? And if we do so, how much can we charge and how we turn that around? So this off-the-wall idea, let's say all the parking spots downtown, we charge $5 per spot to park there. We have a parking attendant who collects money, and we take that money, and now we can afford more porta potties, and we can afford to get those cleaning ones, or we can afford to pay staff to pick up trash, or something of that sort. And so we have to have this revenue to be able to solve the problems ourselves out and branch out in this new forward thinking way rather than relying on figures, I guess. And the other just quick off the top of the head thinking with what your cost sharing program with the business is, if we can afford those sort of bodies now, and we have a couple businesses in town that are willing to put the porta potties somewhere around their business, and we pay to get the porta potties there, and then the business pays to get it serviced, and will alert us when it needs service. That way, we can keep track of it. And so, in that sense, we're spreading the burden of the bathroom, the portable restroom throughout the town, not bringing people throughout the town to the other businesses. And that the businesses are helping us provide a service that is needed to provide a pleasurable experience. And also, we're helping them by getting visitors to their businesses and whatnot. And so, I don't know if you guys are willing to do any of that. I told my grandma about parking downtown. She's been in town for 4 years, and she laughed me out the door and said, nope, never going to happen. Businesses are going to hate that. And I was disagreeing, but also, she's been here 4 years, so she knows you guys are. So those are just first ideas to open up the door to this brainstorming. I'm hoping that we'll get to. We recognize we have a problem, and we're trying to fix it. So that's why we're bringing it to you guys to see what you think, or what you're comfortable with, and if you have any other ideas. Because you guys have been here longer, you know the business, you know the everything. So with that, sorry, that was a very long rant, but I thought it was necessary to give you the background. So we have a couple hands. Mr.
Gardner? Yeah. So I'm the principal at the elementary school, for those of you who don't know. First of all, I appreciate your brainstorming. However, I guess I would offer up that I know that the businesses are struggling in town with particularly the restaurants that can't open, and I would really suggest that we reach out to the community to contribute to the solutions and not just the businesses. It is the residents who are complaining probably the loudest, and so I think they could be part of the solution as well. So perhaps asking for people to maybe a porta potty campaign. You know, we got the community to chip in for a giant Christmas tree, which was fantastic, but I think people would be willing to chip in to be part of the solution to the porta potties and the trash problem that exists. But I really am attending this meeting on behalf of the school district to see how the elementary school can be part of the solution as well. About 12 years ago or so, there was an agreement that was reached between the school district and at that time it was the county before the CSD was formed. And our field space was supposed to be a public park outside of school hours. I think that the intention of that was really to leave it open in the afternoons so Little League and AYSO and people could come play on our field. On the weekends, local residents could have a grass field to play on. I don't know that it was really ever intended to become a snow park on busy snow weekends, but if it can be part of the solution, I mean, I'll say this, with the gates closed, it's a snow park anyway. So, perhaps walking the gate is creating more of a problem than leaving them open. What I would like to ask of the CFP is that the agreement that was reached between the school district and the CFP 12 years ago, if we could revisit that and formalize a plan of how that our field space will be used as a public park outside of school hours, we would be happy to support that. I'd rather see high-ranking families playing on our fields and building snowmen and all of that. My biggest concern is where are they going to the bathroom? And when you're thinking about porta potties, I think the location of those porta potties is the biggest problem to solve, because putting them all in place doesn't address all the people that are stuck on the highway for 6 hours or playing down halfway down Highway 2 of Elementary School we're playing over on the east side of town, doesn't address all of those problems. So, again, I'm just reaching out to let you know, on behalf of the school district, we're willing to work with the CSD to try to solve some of these problems.
I worry about property destruction on, you know, around the schools. Is there going to be any way to protect property? And also, who's going to clean up the messes? You know, I hate to put that on the staff.
I think that from my perspective, and I'll say this, I reached out to our district risk management person, and I haven't heard back from him yet, so he may put a kibosh on the whole thing from a liability standpoint, but I personally, I feel like we're, from a property damage standpoint, there were 1,000 people playing on the field a couple of weekends ago, and there was not one footprint in the snow other than on the field. So I really do believe that those people are coming to play on the field. They're not coming to destroy the school. And I'll add that the people who are interested in destroying the property, a 4-foot high chain link fence isn't going to stop them regardless. So. And as far as the trash goes, we're not thrilled when we show up after a busy weekend like that and there's a lot of trash on the field, but, you know, it takes a sweep of one of our custodians to pick, you know, the trash bag or two and to pick it all up. And if that's part of the partnership of the school district and the community, we're happy to do that. I'm more concerned about personal waste than I am the broken sleds and paper cups.
Just so everybody knows, we had a person who lives in Wrightwood that talked about the sheriff at the last meeting mentioned that they had given out around 450 tickets during that time period of that first snow weekend. And if in fact they are at 150, we're looking at over $65,000 in tickets. And I would like to see if trying to lobby the Board of Supervisors or whatever to get a piece of that fine money, not just put in the general fund or do anything like that, but to basically use that fine money to hire more CHP and sheriffs on overtime so that we have more people or law enforcement. Because as you all know, CSC has no authority, no law enforcement, no medical staffs, none of that type of stuff. And if we can use the fine money to supplement the CHP and the sheriffs to get more officers up here during the snow days, that could really help us. And all of these solutions, and I appreciate, John, you throwing something out there. What's going to happen is Sadie is writing all this stuff down. We have this recording. And on February 2nd is our next CSD meeting. And what we want to do is give the entire board a report on the solutions that came up during these meetings, during the Zoom meetings, and put it out to the entire 5-person board. I believe Sadie and myself will give the board recommendations on what we've heard, and it'll also public meetings, give everybody who's on this and anybody else that heard about this an opportunity to talk about it in front of the entire board. And hopefully at that time we'll be able to come up with some solutions and have some actual results done. I can't guarantee that anything will pass through the board, but I think it's important that the board hear what the community is talking about. And I've already heard a couple of good recommendations. I'm happy to hear the school, I'm happy to hear a business owner. Maybe we can get together and do that. But Sadie's, is totally right. We have a limited budget that we got from the county when we took over the CSD, and that's the property tax. there's not a whole bunch of leeway there. And if we could do a public-private, that would be wonderful. But understand, everything the CSD does, the money that we use to do it comes from your own property taxes. That's the only revenue we have coming into the place right now. Hopefully, we can do different things in the future, whether they be grants or donations or whatever it may be. We know we need to address the revenue that comes into the CSD. And at this moment, we don't have it. We have a staff of three. We have a general manager. We have our, what's Tammy's title? Is she a secretary? Is she an assistant? Or?
Administrative assistant.
There you go. And we have John, who's a parks guy, who helps with the cleanup of the parks and those types of things. And really, that's our entire staff. Anybody else we get is a volunteer. The five board members are volunteers. We don't get paid. It's our overtime, and I think all five of us do it because we love library and we want to be part of the solution. So, again, I'm glad this isn't a bitch session and complain. I'm glad to start hearing some solutions along with the frustrations that are out there. We all know it. And yet, I look at the weather, and we're looking at another 10 days of this beautiful weather. And no snow, no rain. So, when it does snow, when it does rain, they come up. And basically, so it's beautiful out here. That's why we all moved up here to want to live here. So that being said, I noticed we have a couple more people that have come on.
And we have Wendy with her hand raised for a while.
Beautiful. Okay.
Wendy, good. Hey, Gary.
Hello.
So I have an idea, and I just want to please give me some grace, because you guys might all laugh at this idea. But it's just an idea, and I thought I would share, and you guys that you might be open to it. So in the Monterey Peninsula, there was a problem similar to this, where people drive and go through and create all kinds of havoc up there, trash and all kinds of stuff. So what they did was they instituted a gate on both ends of that 17-mile drive. And what it does is it's an admission to be able to drive through that area. But they charge $10 for every vehicle, and then that $10 is reimbursed with the purchase of $35 or more at any of the locations, such as if they're going to Mountain High, or if they're going to eat at a restaurant, or if they're going to go to Jensen's, or they just have to show proof that they spent money in the town, and then that $10 gets reimbursed. Now, the majority of the people that are coming up are not going to those places during snow season. They're just coming to do snow play. So that $10 would not be reimbursed for those people. And then obviously if you're a resident or if you own a property, you own property in the area, you would just get a little card essentially that would say, I'm a resident, this is where I live, and then you'd show that to the guard and then they'd let you in. Without having to pay anything. So it could be a temporary building that gets put up during the season where there is one person that has rented a little house, and then they just open the gate. And that would be on both ends. So it would be over by Long High as well, and over here on the highway too. So anyway, that's my idea. Thank you for that, Larry.
No, that's an interesting proposition. That'll definitely be one of the things we present.
Yeah, that's what Zion is here right now, which is really going to Zion, and you have to pay $35 per car just to drive through Zion, and then $10 for parking and all of this. And I know my family was asking, they're like, how does a bigger park than other places do it? They charge for parking. They're smart, they monetize on it, and that goes directly back into providing services to keep whatever places I do like the idea a lot. Well, probably discussed with LA Sheriff and CHP to see the legality of that because it is a public road. And just kind of go from there. But I do like that as a starting point, and we'll do the research on that. So I appreciate that, Wendy. No laughing matter at all. I think we have one more hand. Ma'am, do you have anything else to say? You've been doing this for a while. Mr. Garner, quick question. This is just off the wall thinking again too. Your parking places, would we be able to open up any of your parking lots for parking, or is that like only for 30 days you said now? This is just this on check. Don't shoot me down.
I don't know. I think first of all, our biggest parking lot on Spruce Street is open all the time anyway. So I think people are already using that. I think they park there and they go down to the wash and sled around in the wash. On those really busy days, I think that parking lot is already crowded. The other parking lot, the staff parking lot, is locked. I think we would probably want to keep that one locked because it does lead directly to the school building. And so I think we would kind of want that buffer from the school buildings. Other than that, those are the only, and then the parking lot in front of the office there has about four spaces. I think there'd be, that's always open too. There's no way to close that off. So I think that's being used all the time too. So really, we don't really have much to offer in the way of parking that's not already being used. The district has never had any problem with people using that parking lot across Spruce or any of the communities as whether it's Snowplay or Mount Deer Days or anything like that.
Gotcha. And then in terms of portable restrooms, I think I remember when I was a little kid going through Little League and all that, we used to have portable restrooms on that driveway down from the top field. Could we put
Those port bodies that you're referring to were always provided by Little League. And my concern is these families that are playing. Again, I'm happy to see the families playing in the snow on the field. I'd rather they be playing there than on the side of the highway or in people's front yards. So I'm fine with that. But when their little 5-year-old has to go to the bathroom or even the adults have to go to the bathroom, either they don't want to go over to the parking lot over behind the bank or they don't even know that the restrooms are there. But if they see those outhouses as they enter the field, they would know they're right there and I think that they would get used.
Yes.
Okay,
sounds great. And maybe we can partner with Brent at
There's already a dumpster. There's already a dumpster in that gate area.
Okay, maybe we can get another. I recommend one of the other innovative ideas. Thank you, Mr. Garner, for answering that. Was to work with the businesses, the hardware store dealerships, and talk to them about how successful it's been, but to provide trash cans or trash bags to all of the customers. So for market, the gas station, the every smell, we can find the funding and actually provide like a box of 500 trash bags or whatever. And then Matt Hardware said that they don't even ask if people need it, they hand it to people. So if they make a purchase, they're leaving Matt Hardware with a trash bag to put all of their trash in and pipe it out. And I mentioned the board meeting the other night that I think that people are a lot more likely to gather all their trash in the trash bag, and if they can find trash they will throw it in, but if not, they'd be a lot more likely to bring that trash bag in with them. And it would be a minimal cost of the businesses to be able to provide those trash bags, and then you take the burden of providing so many dumpsters and all of that. So that was another idea. We'll have to look at the cost and see if businesses would be willing, but I'm pretty sure the businesses would be willing to not check back, and hopefully that would alleviate some of the burden on the dumpsters and other trash cans, especially if you find one side of the dumpster.
Okay, let's see,
so in the chat, I'll go ahead and read this. This is coming from Jennifer. Jennifer says, just that way, Station 14 off of Elm in town, Station 10 is, oh, sorry, I'm kind of for us. So Station 10 is off of Beachway, Station 14 is in town.
board meeting, we added another four porta potties,
We added cleaning on not only Friday, but also on Monday. The problem being is that when you get 10,000 people up here with the snow, by Saturday afternoon, all those porta potties are overflowing. And people that clean that stuff, they don't work on the weekend. So we got to wait until Monday and have them cleaned out. And what that means is you have Saturday afternoon and all day Sunday where they're just overflowing. And, you know, whether we spread them around town or if the businesses help us by adding their own porta potties, that type of thing to alleviate what we can alleviate. But I know Lori and Tammy have looked into trying to get stuff cleaned on the weekends and that type of thing. And, you know, it's, so far it's not been acceptable for the two different septic companies that we've been using. And that's been our problem. I totally understand it. I've seen the pictures that Patrick put out. And it is gross, Wendy, and you know, it's pretty bad. But that's one of the things, hopefully we have somebody in these three Zoom meetings that can figure out how to do it and come up with a solution. But we have tried to address it, and we have added the steps for the cleaning from the CSP level.
Okay. And Craig, I have another idea. As far as education when it comes to trash, so that partner's idea is really proactive and I love it. But the thing is that a lot of people don't understand, and so education signs would be very helpful in an instance that they say, you know, pack it in, pack it out, essentially. And I was thinking that it would be nice to have signs either at Mountain Hardware, just something really classy or something nice that they just kind of explain what they should be doing with their trash. And also signs along areas that are popular for snow play that it just essentially says, you know, pack it in, pack it out. So, and, you know, dumpsters, which the county has been very helpful with, you know, providing, but I find it myself in a different instance.
Wendy, I would say those are great ideas, but I will tell you from experience, I've got signs on these restroom buildings here telling people if the restrooms are closed because they're frozen. And inevitably, people will go up to the sign, they'll read it, they'll try the door handle, then they'll turn around and say, do you know the code for the bathroom? And the porta potties are right there across the street with arrows pointing to them, and I'm just not seeing anybody following the signs that we already have beyond putting more out.
I think we can still try this. I feel like if the businesses contributed more than just the trash signs, like if they contributed like all pitched in like an amount to get more porta potties, I feel like the trash isn't as I don't think it's a big issue as bathroom availability for those weekends, because I too went down and got stuck on the line and trying to get to right now. Where I actually had to go, luckily had a friend in East area and had to use their bathroom to their house before I could come back into town because of the long wait. So I mean, really, where are they going to go to the bathroom if we only have how many, like 6 to 10 thousand? So I feel like the trash is good, like you have that trash bag, but if the businesses all pitch in to provide more for servicing more frequently or to provide more porta potties, that's just something. I know as a business owner, and my husband also owns a business in town now also, we would be able, you know, be willing to contribute something to that also.
Mm-hmm. I know that you also have the idea, of maybe charging for the farmer's market, or maybe for not the days, we can have like an entry fee or something. But I'm not really thinking there. I
be like that. But I think that I agree we have a very charitable community and deserving businesses and all that. I know you guys are willing to contribute to especially the bathrooms and whatnot. But I think we'd like to challenge us to be on that because we can't come to you guys every year and say, Wicker Gym, we need money for the bathrooms. You know, we have to think of something a little bit more sustainable and as a board in a way to provide for ourselves and our needs.
Thank you, Randy.
John, did we answer your question?
No, it's, again, I don't think that that sounds like very much for a monthly fee. I would bet that there would be community members that would sponsor porta potties to be spread out across the town for a month or two each winter. That doesn't sound like that much. But again, it would need to be organized so that people can make donations directly to the CSC to cover that cost.
Great. Outstanding. I think that will definitely have some discussion at the February 2nd meeting.
I appreciate it.
All right, Sadie, you want to wrap her up?
Yeah, I think we're good. All hands no hands raised or anything. This has been recorded, and I believe that we put it online for February.
Yes.
Okay, so this will go online, and we will send out the flyer for the Saturday meeting with the community. You guys are welcome to join again. Just trying to see what everybody else is feeling, and here. Thank you all so much for your ideas and just comments and opinions on the things that we already have online. I seriously appreciate you guys.
Thank you.